Baba Yaga's Black Geese. A long time ago, in a faraway land, where the hands of the clock had ceased to command, there lived two children who went by the names of Olga and Sergei. It was a beautiful day, and Olga and Sergei were playing out in the garden, when Mom came to the back door.
Olga! Sergei! Get indoors, quick!
Baba Yaga's black geese have been seen around here. Now, if you don't know, Baba Yaga the witch, who lives in the deep dark woods, has three black-winged servants that fly around the world looking for delicious children for Baba Yaga to eat. Well, hearing this, of course, the children ran indoors and Mom slammed the door shut, and she got out the chess set. It was a beautiful day outside, and the children didn't want to play chess, so when Mom and Dad said, "Children, we're going to the market to buy sugar buns for tea. Remember, you must stay indoors. Baba Yaga's black geese have been seen." "We promise," said the children. But as soon as they were gone, Sergei says to his sister, "Come on, let's go and play in the garden."
"Are you sure?" said Olga.
"It'll be fine," said Sergei. "Come on." And out into the garden they went. They climbed the apple tree, picked apples. They started playing football, and they didn't see that high in the sky, three black geese were circling, getting closer and closer until they swooped down and they picked up Sergei by the scruff of his neck and took him off high into the sky and off towards the deep, dark woods. Olga knew what she had to do, and as fast as she could, she chased after the geese. She ran and she ran and she ran like the wind, until in a gurgly voice she heard,
"Olga! Olga! Olga!"
"I haven't got time to stop," thought Olga. "I'm in a rush to get to the deep dark woods to save my brother Sergei from Baba Yaga." But when she looked down to the floor, there she saw this poor fish flapping away on the bank. Now, being a kind person, Olga bent down and she picked up the fish. She gave the fish a kiss and she put him back into the river. The happy fish swam to the bottom and came back with a gift, and he gave Olga a shell and said, "As you have helped me, so I shall help you. If ever you find yourself in trouble, take this shell, throw it over your shoulder, and magic will come and help you." "Thanks," said Olga, and she put the shell into her pocket, and again she started to run towards the deep, dark woods. She ran and she ran and she ran like the wind, until in a posh voice she heard,
"Olga! Olga! Olga!"
She looked down and there she saw a squirrel. Now, the squirrel had been hopping around in a field belonging to a grouchy old farmer and got his leg caught in a farmer's trap. "I haven't got time to stop," she thought. "I'm in a rush to get to the deep dark woods." But Olga was a kind girl, and she bent down and she pulled open the trap. And the grateful squirrel limped up a tree, and he came back with a gift, and he gave Olga an acorn.
"As you have helped me, so I shall help you. If ever you find yourself in trouble, take this acorn, throw it over your shoulder, and magic will come and help you."
"Thank you," said Olga, and she put the acorn into her pocket, and again she started to run towards the deep, dark woods. She ran and she ran and she ran like the wind, until in a high squeaky voice she heard,
"Olga! Olga! Olga!"
"I haven't got time to stop," thought Olga. "I'm in a rush to get to the deep dark woods." But when she looked down to the floor, there she saw this little mouse, and the poor mouse couldn't get into his hole because somebody building a wall had left a great big boulder over it. Well, being a kind person, Olga, of course, rolled up her sleeves and she pushed and she pushed and she pushed that boulder away. The mouse darted down the hole and came back with a gift, and he gave Olga a tiny little stone and said,
"As you have helped me, so I shall help you. If ever you find yourself in trouble, take this stone, throw it over your shoulder, and magic will come and help you."
"Thank you," said Olga, and she put the stone into her pocket. But now she couldn't run, because she was already on the outskirts of the deep, dark woods. Now surely I don't have to tell you what it's like inside the deep, dark woods. The trees have long, spindly branches that if you stand still for too long will slowly coil around your legs and your throat and strangle you. From the trees, great big fat furry tarantulas drop into your hair and scuttle down your neck, and in the undergrowth, long snakes slither, just waiting for the chance to jump up and fire their venom into your eyes. Tip-toe, tip-toe, through the woods she went. Tip-toe, tip-toe, until, in a clearing, Olga saw a house. But this was no ordinary house. This house stood on three chicken legs, and the house was moving, and the house was talking. "Go away," said the house. "Baba Yaga the witch lives here, and she will surely eat you." But Olga was courageous, and she started to climb up the chicken legs. She got to the top, and she pulled herself up, and there she could see Baba Yaga's house, with its long, slitty windows, rather like the eyes of a snake, and a downturned letterbox like the mouth of a grouchy old goblin. Up on the roof, the three black geese were fast asleep, and sitting outside the front door was Baba Yaga the witch in a rocking chair, snoring like a warthog. Now, if you don't know what Baba Yaga the witch looks like, let me tell you. She has a long, crooked nose, and from the end of the nose drips a disgusting green gunge that she collects in a bucket. And even in her sleep, Baba Yaga the witch reaches out and picks up the bucket, draws it up to her lips, and drinks. She has long white hair that cascades down to the floor, and in her hair live some of the strangest creatures alive, that just for snacks Baba Yaga will pick out and eat. She has two rusted and decrepit iron fangs. She wears a green pointy hat and a green cape. Sitting next to her at this moment was Sergei, too terrified to move. Olga tiptoed in for the rescue. Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. "Sergei, Baba Yaga's asleep. We can make our escape." Sergei started to follow his sister. They made their way to the chicken legs and they started to climb down one of them together. But when they reached the bottom, Sergei just slipped and fell. And the three black geese woke up.
"Baba Yaga! Baba Yaga! Somebody's taking your dinner!"
When the witch woke up, she was furious. And with all her might, she started to chase after the children. With her long bony arms and her long bony legs, she was catching them up and was just about to reach out and grab them when Olga remembered the present from the fish. She put a hand into her pocket and she pulled out the shell and she threw it over her shoulder. And just like magic, a lake appeared with Baba Yaga the witch on one side and the children safe on the other. But can a lake stop a witch? Baba Yaga put her mouth down to the water's edge, and with one gulp, she drank the entire lake. And with her stomach full of water, she came after the children again. With her long bony arms and her long bony legs, she was just about to grab them when Olga remembered the present from the squirrel. She put a hand into her pocket and she pulled out the acorn and threw it over her shoulder. And just like magic, a tree appeared, and another, and another, and another, until there was a forest, with Baba Yaga the witch on one side and the children safe on the other. But can a forest stop a witch? A witch with iron fangs? She ate the entire forest, and with her stomach full of water in trees, she came after them again. With her long bony arms and her long bony legs, she was about to capture the children when Olga remembered the present from the smallest animal of all. As she put her hand into her pocket and she pulled out the stone,
She threw it over her shoulder, and just like magic, a hill appeared. A hill that continued to grow until it turned into a mountain that stretched high through the clouds and up into the sky, with Baba Yaga the witch on one side and the children safe on the other. Now, even Baba Yaga, with her stomach full of water and trees, she can't eat a mountain. And she had to turn around and walk all the way back to the deep dark woods without any children for tea. Olga and Sergei, well, they got home just in time to beat Mom and Dad coming home from market with sugar buns for tea.